protesters gather outside Congressman Tom Cole's Norman office. A state agency is working to install more seismic sensors. And a preview of tonight's Game 2 for the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 22nd. I'm Deborah Schar. Some Oklahomans celebrated Earth Day by protesting the federal government's rollbacks of environmental protections and funding cuts to scientific research. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele spoke to protesters in Norman.
Save the National Park! Yes!
Signs supporting national parks, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and more lined an intersection of Rock Creek Road outside of U.S. Representative Tom Cole's office. The protest was one of two organized by the Oklahoma Sierra Club on Earth Day. Howard Baer is a physics professor at OU and was one of about a dozen people holding signs.
I'm very concerned about the administration's anti-science, anti-environmental bent, and I'm here in front of Tom Cole's office to remind him to do his job.
Baer says he worries his students aren't getting a fair shake amid the current administration's push to cut back funding for research. State Impact contacted Cole's office for comment but did not immediately hear back. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The State Health Department is reporting one new confirmed measles case. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this brings the state's total reported cases to 13.
The agency provided a notice for two public setting exposure sites connected to the new confirmed case. One was at the Sooner Mall in Norman between 2 to 6 p.m. on April 14th. The other was at the Slaughterville Town Hall between 7 to 11 p.m. on April 15th. OSDH says if someone visited these locations within the provided dates and timeframes, and they are unvaccinated, unsure of their vaccine or immune status, or have concerns, they are encouraged to provide their name and contact information on a form available on its website. Someone from the health department will contact them with further information and guidance. The agency provides measles updates every Tuesday and Friday at noon on its website. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Oklahoma Geological Survey is working to double their data network. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports it's looking to place more seismic sensors on private property.
The Oklahoma Geological Survey is hoping to install multiple seismic stations to expand their network, but are in need of landowners' permission to place them on their property. Seismic sensors used by OGS are already in place underground across the state and collecting data. The data from the sensors are able to pinpoint earthquakes and their aftershocks. OGS told Oklahoma's News 4 they need to upgrade the old sensors to new and improved models that are raised above the ground and can withstand flooding and wildfires. But OGS needs volunteers willing to allow the stations to be installed on their property. I'm Spencer Plato.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are back in action tonight in the second game of their opening playoff series with the Memphis Grizzlies. Ryan LaCroix reports.
The Thunder won the first game of the series on Sunday afternoon by 51 points, the fifth biggest margin of victory in NBA postseason history. But as center Isaiah Hartenstein says, the big win doesn't have the Thunder looking to coast through the series.
We don't turn it off. I think we go day by day, and that's what you need in the playoffs. You can't. When you win a game, you're the best thing ever. When you lose a game, you're the worst thing ever. So I think we're just always even killed, no matter win or loss.
Game 2 against the Grizzlies tips off at the Paycom Center at 6:30 tonight and airs on TNT. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.